Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show, the Warriors with you. Wayne Allen Root, we're on Unfiltered USA Radio. General Washington said, if you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do every day. And it's about time to prepare for war. It's time. It's past due. Here's my latest commentary, nationally syndicated by Creator Syndicate. It will be out this weekend. This is 1938. First, they came for the unvaccinated. This is the most important commentary I've ever written, probably the most controversial as well. It's time for alarm bells. It's time for me to play the part of Paul Revere. The communist tyrants and dictators are coming. The communist tyrants and dictators are coming. And they're coming first for unvaccinated Americans. This is 1938. I'm a Jew. I now understand just a little of what it felt to be a Jew in 1938. No, it's not the Holocaust. Nothing could ever be compared to the Holocaust. But 1938 was not the Holocaust. It was the pre-Holocaust. It was the days before the nightmare when the foundation was being laid to destroy the freedom, the free speech, the business, and the lives of millions of Jews. Everything happening today to the American people, to the U.S. Constitution, to freedom, and in particular to unvaccinated Americans, reminds me of 1938. This is only the beginning. It gets much worse from here. First, the papers. Vaccine mandates and vaccine passports are just like 1938 when the Gestapo demanded papers from every German. Republicans asked for papers from illegal aliens who had broken into our country, otherwise known as criminals. And Democrats said, no, that's racism. Republicans ask for papers once every 2 years for federal elections to prove you have a right to vote. Democrats said, no, that's racism. Now Democrats want American citizens, not illegal aliens, not criminals, but patriots born in this country to produce papers 24/7. We'll need papers to enter restaurants, bars, nightclubs, concerts, casinos, conventions, hotels, to board a train, a plane, a bus. We'll need papers to enter a supermarket, or will starve to death, all for the crime of being unvaccinated against, wait for it, the flu. All for the crime of being unwilling to inject an untested, rush-to-production, experimental, for emergency use only shot into our bodies. What happened to the war cry of Democrats? My body, my choice. It only applies to murdering babies, but it doesn't apply to dangerous experimental shots that we don't want injected into our bodies? Weren't Jews injected with experimental drugs by the depraved Nazi government? Wasn't that a key part of the Nuremberg trials? That no government could ever again inject experimental shots into the bodies of unwilling citizens? Isn't that a basic human right? By the way, this isn't about vaccines. If you want the vaccine, take it. I'd never stop you. I'd never limit your freedom, your choice. This is about vaccine mandates, forcibly injecting Americans who don't want it. That's 1938. But there's much more in common with 1938. Mask mandates. If you're scared, wear them. I'm not scared. I don't want to wear them. Mandates are about forcing individuals to lose their freedom, choice, individuality, and human rights. That's 1938. Lockdowns are a match with the Warsaw Ghetto. Lockdowns are a match with the Warsaw Ghetto. Jews were locked down. Jews couldn't work. Jews couldn't travel. Jewish businesses were labeled non-essential. They were taken away. If government could force us to close our businesses, to kill our jobs, to decide who can work, to decide who is essential, then this is 1938. Stars on clothing. It's coming. the vaccinated get into restaurants, bars, concerts, supermarkets, planes, and trains. They keep their jobs. The rest of us are marked as subhuman for life. That's the star. That's 1938. Media and social media as the PR wing of the government. That's called propaganda. Remind you of 1938? Back then, the Jews' books were burned. Today, it's conservatives, patriots, and specifically the unvaccinated. We are silenced. Our facts are labeled misleading. Only the facts that agree with big government's agenda count. That's 1938. Door-to-door intimidation and making lists of those who disagree with government knows best. Trust me, that army of door-to-door vaccine brainwashers will soon be turned into a Gestapo of gun grabbers. 1938 was the year Nazis banned Jews from owning guns. They took them door-to-door. That's 1938. Only days ago, a former Obama Homeland Security official said the unvaccinated should go on no-fly lists. That's exactly how Nazis attacked the Jews and others who disagreed with their agenda. It was always lists. Lists to be disappeared in the middle of the night. Lists of those to be sent to re-education camps. Lists of those to be sent to concentration camps. Lists of enemies of the state. It's happening again. Maybe this time you'll only lose your job or free speech. This is again 1938. It's all disgusting and disgraceful. But I'm warning you, this is just the start. It's all going downhill from here, fast. This is the end of America. This is 1938. Unless we stop it now, unless we take a stand now, unless we draw a line in the sand now. First, they came for the unvaccinated. Trust me, next, they're coming for you. My commentary that's coming out in newspapers around the country on Sunday through Creator Syndicate, this is 1938, first they came for the unvaccinated. Let me tell you something. It'll be very controversial, and all the liberal Jews and all the liberal Jewish politicians and all the liberal Jewish organizations will all claim that it's, you know, somehow anti-Jewish. It's disgusting. It's trying to compare today to the Holocaust. I handled that. I answered that. First of all, I'm a Jew. They can't play that game with me. And second of all, I said nothing could be compared to the Holocaust. I'm comparing it to 1938, which was pre-Holocaust, which laid the groundwork, laid the foundation for what was to come, the most horrible time in the history of the world. That's what's happening now. It's the foundation of what's to come. And no sooner I write that, Quebec becomes the first Canadian province to introduce vaccine passports. You don't think there's going to be a Jewish ghetto, huh? Except this time it's an unvaccinated ghetto. Unvaccinated people are going to not be allowed to move, to buy, to live. Their kids won't be allowed to go to school. They won't be allowed to shop in supermarkets. They can't go to sporting events. They can't go to entertainment. They can't go to concerts. They can't go to Broadway. They can't go to casinos. It's all coming. Dr. Drew says vaccine passports are the new form of segregation for black communities, pointing out the majority of black people in the United States have not yet had a COVID vaccine. So Dr. Drew asserted the vaccine passports, which ban the unvaccinated from bars and restaurants, are a new form of segregation. Well, Dr. Drew, I have news for you. It's true that blacks are not vaccinated in large numbers, but it's also true that millions and millions of conservative patriots are not vaccinated in large numbers. So this isn't about black people. It's about everyone. We're all the new Jews of 1938. We're all the new Jews of the Warsaw Ghetto. The Biden administration today mandates coronavirus vaccines for White House visitors and journalists. Can you imagine when Trump is president? I was invited to the White House many times. I went 4 times. I couldn't even walk in the White House today. Can you imagine a journalist can't ask a question of the president if he or she is not vaccinated? See, our rights are being taken away. You're not a human being anymore. You've been dehumanized. You've been demonized. And it's crazy how bad it's gotten. Here, the Biden administration says they have no concern over the emotional, academic, and psychological effects of forcing kids to wear masks. Can you imagine? On Friday, Biden spokesman Jen Psaki said the administration is not taking into account the emotional, academic, and psychological effects of forcing children to wear masks at school. Amazing. Eventbrite suppresses a Michigan movie night because they say evidence of voter fraud is harmful misinformation. I'll dig into all these stories in detail when we get back from this first break of the show coming up in, Chris, what, about a minute, minute and a half? All right? I'll get into these details more, but it's all part of the same story. It's all part of the web that you see building in front of you. Truth is a lie. Lie is the truth. The earth isn't round. It's square. White is black. Black is white. Everything is the opposite of the truth. The real truth doesn't matter anymore if the government doesn't like it. And if the government doesn't like it, the media doesn't like it, and the social media doesn't like it, and the teachers' union doesn't like it, and the court system doesn't like it, and the lawyers don't like it, and the judges don't like it, and Hollywood doesn't like it, and the list goes on and on. They're all in bed together, and they're all bought off by the Chinese Communist government. A major whistleblower says if you are under the age of 30, you are more likely to die from the vaccine than from COVID. Exactly the point I'm trying to make. These are the facts. They don't want you to know. They're labeled as misleading. They'll claim it's a lie. There's not a reason in the world for anyone under 30 to take the vaccine. There's a better chance you'll die from the vaccine than you will die from COVID. Here's the story of a mother of a conservative activist who died at the age of 27 right after getting the vaccine. It's happening all across America. But that's suppressed. That's blacked out. That you're not allowed to talk about. Here's a Kansas congresswoman who contracts COVID despite being vaccinated. It's happening every day in every corner of the world. The vaccine doesn't work and it's dangerous. But we can't say that. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to enter your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation. EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up. Consumer prices up. Energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or AssetStrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, great article online. Australians fight back against the vaccine and the lockdown. Riots begin in Melbourne. People are out in the streets. People are surrounding police cars. People are shooting off fireworks. People are gathering in protest of the lockdown and the vaccines and everything else. And it's really getting heated in Australia. And the sign of the girl protester, female protester, she looks like... That's the same American symbol of the world. It says, imagine still believing any of this is about a virus. Folks, it's time to rise the F up. This isn't about a virus. And these people are nasty, disgusting, horrible people out to ruin our lives. The virus has nothing at all to do with it. This is about communism, plain and simple. And this is about bad people, like Governor Cuomo, out sexually harassing, out sending old people to nursing homes to kill them all. While he brags and gets an Emmy Award and picks up multi-million-dollar book deals, calls himself the greatest governor in world history. Here's a Democrat Arizona state senator arrested and charged with multiple counts of sexual conduct with a child. 35-year-old Tony Navarrete, a rising star in the Arizona Democrat Party, arrested Thursday evening, charged with a felony described as knowingly engaging in intercourse or oral sex with a minor. This is the entire government. These are the people ruling your lives, our lives, my life. They're all losers, they're perverts, they're pedophiles. They're tax cheats. They accept bribes offshore. They accept bribes for every contract they negotiate. They're insider traders on Wall Street. Everything they put forth, every bill they recommend, they buy stock that benefits from that bill to make themselves and their families rich. It's so disgusting. It's such disgrace. Here's a great story at thelibertydaily.com. 30 studies undercutting the utility of masks for stopping COVID. Because it's not about COVID. It's not about safety. It's about control. It's about muzzling you. It's about forcing you to put a diaper on your face and sucking in the poison and no oxygen getting through till you just give up. Government controls and owns your ass. That's what this is all about. It never had anything to do with virus. Joe Biden claims today 350 million Americans have been vaccinated. That's funny. I mean, Joe Biden is brain dead. The man running your country is a brain dead puppet. God. According to Biden, there have been 350 million people vaccinated in the United States. The problem is there's only 330 million people living here. I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, obviously what he meant is there have been 350 million doses administered because around half of the adult population has been vaccinated, many of them taking two doses, and a bunch have received one dose, and that probably still doesn't add up to 350 million. So where the number came from, I have no idea. But maybe Biden should worry about illegal aliens on the border. If you're worried about COVID, how is it possible you let everybody in who's got COVID? And now every Republican saying this, the guy who started it was yours truly, Wayne Allyn. A month ago, I write a column, who's to blame? It's Biden and the open border. He let them all in. This is his COVID pandemic. He's the COVID president. I just did that commentary a month ago. And nobody else was saying it back then. Now every Republican is screaming about the border, the border, the border. It's all coming from the border. They're all sick. The one screaming the loudest is Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. A former rhino, but he's up for re-election. So he's seen the light. He's scared to death of the border and the illness that's coming through. Wayne Root told you. Patriot VPN is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's a virtual private network that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and your internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, and even your own ISP, internet service provider, collect and use your private information without your knowledge. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and your history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA for you, your business, your family. Three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. Use code WAR and get 3 months free. It's all at patriotvpn.com. Patriotvpn.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 943,000 jobs in July, and the jobless rate fell to 5.4% last month. President Biden touting the economy, saying his economic policies are working. The president also striking an optimistic tone regarding the roughly $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
It's a bill that would end years of gridlock in Washington and create millions of good paying jobs and put America on a new path to win the race for the economy in the 21st century.
The annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally kicks off today in Sturgis, South Dakota. Crowds are expected to be in the 700,000 range by some estimates. The city will be handing out COVID-19 self-test kits at the event to help slow the spread of the virus. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Alaroot is with you in the house that Root built. The Root's on fire. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Alaroot, now 7 days a week with the all-important Weekend Best of the Best, which is up now, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most outrageous, salacious, controversial stories, important stories, significant stories that conservatives and patriots need to hear. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Alaroot. So we've got a guest in the studio here, Nick Adams, an internationally renowned speaker, author of the new book, Trump and Reagan, Defenders of America. Wanted to get him on because, A, he's a really good guy, and B, my two heroes are Trump and Reagan. So it's very cool that he wrote the book, Trump and Reagan, Defenders of America. I always said they have a tremendous amount in common. And I'm talking about back in 2015 and 16, when everyone thought I was crazy, that Trump was this crazy, wild man with a big mouth and too, you know, aggressive and too offensive. And Reagan was always so nice, and that liberals and rhinos acted like Trump was nothing like Reagan. And I said, he's exactly like Reagan, and he's going to win the election against all odds like Reagan. Nick Adams, welcome to the Wayne Alaroot Show. How are you?
Alan Root, the man, the myth, the legend. Always a pleasure, always an honor to join you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, by the way, with that Aussie accent, you're in the United States now, I assume, yes?
That's absolutely right. Yes, sir, I'm an American. I legally immigrated here in 2016. I just celebrated my fifth anniversary of being here full-time.
All right, but you know a lot about Australia and still speak to lots of folks back home, I assume, yes?
Not really, but try me.
All right, so I always thought of Australia as a little mini the United States, maybe even better than the United States, because it was like the U.S. 50 years ago in 1950 or 1960, more open, more freedom, more conservative, less political correctness. How the hell did your country, your ex-country, get in this mess with lockdowns after lockdowns after lockdowns? We had one lockdown, just barely, and if you lived in a great state, you didn't really even have a lockdown if you were in Florida or South Dakota or Texas. It wasn't bad. But in Australia, they've locked the people down, the most severe, strict lockdowns, with military keeping you in your house. I've never seen anything like it. How did this happen? What happened to Australia?
Well, Wayne, you wouldn't be the first person to have been taken by the international perception that was very cleverly crafted by marketing types and people in Hollywood and stuff. Regarding Australia, the truth is that the international perception of Australia is vastly different to the domestic reality. Australia is and has always been an infinitely more European place in instinct, in proclivity, in values, in culture, and in setup. And anybody that has even just a cursory knowledge of important policy areas like healthcare and gun ownership will know that America truly does stand alone. Australia has always been a more socialist kind of place, a much more authoritarian style of government. It's a police state, really. It's always kind of been that way. I'm 36 years old, about to turn 37, and I lived the first 32 years of my life over there, and I've known it my whole life to be like that. So what's happening now with the lockdowns is, to me, very predictable. That's kind of the way that Australia has always operated, but they get away with it because the Australian people are a very compliant people. I mean, you think about what happened in 1996, Wayne, when the Australian government proposed, at the time, the most radical gun laws imaginable.
Yes, I heard about
that. You saw everyday Australians actually going of their own free will, of their own
volition. And handing in their guns. I remember seeing the film.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know why this surprised me? Because I, you know, just like America is a nation of rebels, we're all immigrants from another place, and we risked our lives to get here. You know, our ancestors did. So I think running through the blood of Americans is rebellion and revolution, and being willing to do anything to get here to get freedom. And Australia, to me, was a nation that, you know, was originally a penal colony. It was a bunch of criminals, a bunch of Wild West criminals and desperados and rebels. So I thought your people had much in common with our people. I thought they would tell the government to go F itself. I don't know how it became a docile country like that.
Yeah, I can see why you would draw that conclusion. Look, they were criminals, but they were British criminals. And we know what the British were like. And you, I mean, the British are all about conformity. And so probably, to be honest with you, the willingness to comply and the fear of authority, although the disdain for authority might be there, the fear for authority is probably something that's lived on from those first settlers.
Wow. Interesting. I guess what you're saying is our American criminals are a lot cooler and hipper than their criminals. Their criminals wouldn't make it in America. Australians' criminals couldn't hang in America. They wouldn't make it in a rough American neighborhood. Our criminals are better than your criminals. All right, let's talk about your book, Trump and Reagan, Defenders of America. I'm the biggest booster of both Trump and Reagan. Tell us about, you know, what you found when analyzing the two of them.
Look, it's always hard, Wayne, when you've got different eras, different times, different circumstances, different competition. I mean, all of that makes it very difficult to kind of really make a judgment. But I, like you, was on the Trump train from day one. I wrote a town hall article in February of 2016 predicting that the Trump revolution was going to be even greater than the Reagan revolution. And I, like you, contrary to so many around us, saw the parallels, and the comparison was pretty clear to me, even though, of course, on the surface, these guys are pretty different. Reagan was genteel and almost never offended. Trump, not so much. Reagan often carried a firearm and had a ranch for 25 years, whereas Donald Trump is the product of America's biggest city and a billionaire businessman. Reagan was avuncular and therefore much more versatile in his presentation, whereas Donald Trump was always the same, wearing a dark suit with a solid tie, and he's always got that same distinctive Queens accent. Reagan always unfailingly careful with his words. Trump, of course, very often impulsive. But the similarities, Wayne, I mean, they are just so many. Both around the same age when inaugurated. Both political outsiders, of course, Trump even more so than Reagan, having never held any political office before being elected president. Both with an optimism and a belief in American exceptionalism that guided U.S. policies and activities. Essentially, their ideology was American nationalism. Both very much men of the 1980s and very Hollywood. Both men possessed a very robust sense of personal and professional optimism and self-belief, both patriots who love their country. Interestingly, the only two presidents to have ever been divorced, both saw outer space as humanity's final frontier, and it goes on.
I would throw in both man's men, you know, right? Really guys.
Absolutely.
Guys.
Awesome.
Really macho guys that the average guy just says, I'd like to hang with that guy. I'd like to have a drink with that guy at the bar. You know, I remember the media saying every guy would like to have a drink at the bar with Barack Obama, and I sat there laughing. I wouldn't go near a bar with Barack Obama. I wouldn't enter a bar with Barack Obama. I would assume it's a lesbian bar. I wouldn't go near Obama's bars, but I'd have a drink with Trump, and I'd have a drink with Reagan anytime. What about the differences? You know, did that change Trump's presidency? In other words, everybody claims, the critics claim, if Trump had been a little bit nicer, a little bit more like Reagan, none of the vicious tweets, he probably would have been reelected. My feeling is that's why he got elected, because of those vicious tweets. The people who voted for him wanted him to hit back hard. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think he lost because they stole the election. I think he won by a landslide, and the liberals literally stole the election with voter fraud and mail-in ballots and no voter ID. So I think Trump did win, and I don't think his tweets hurt him at all. But what's your thoughts about the vicious tweets? Because they were vicious. So would he have done better if he was a little bit more like Reagan?
Look, anybody that tells you that the reason that Donald Trump was unsuccessful, or the reason that Donald Trump's chances of being reelected even before the election were lower because he wasn't more like Reagan. Those people just don't understand the political climate that we are operating in. This is not 1984. This is not, oh, that's a bad year to use since there's a book. But this is not 1983 or 1985. I mean, there is no consensus on what it means to be an American. There is no trustworthy news source. Not everybody is getting their news from the same place. Trump's behavior, Trump's tweets, vicious as they may have been, Wayne, were a reflection of the society that we live in today, of the political climate that we're in. The reality is that if he had been more like Ronald Reagan between 2015 and 2021, not only forget what he did during his presidency, number one, he wouldn't have been elected, and number two, had he been elected, he would have been eaten up. Because
yeah.
The left thrive on weakness. The one
and the left, and the left's gotten
up.
Much more vicious. Much more vicious. I was there for Reagan. I was going to Columbia University. I was a college kid. And they were vicious, but they weren't anything like the level of hate and vitriol today. So he would have gotten eaten up. I agree with you. Good assessment. Nick Adams. Trump was great just the way Trump was. I wouldn't change a thing. Nick Adams is the author of the new book, Trump and Reagan, Defenders of America. Nick, thanks for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
It's always a pleasure, Wayne. Thank you so much.
All right. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, is with you when we get back. So much more to tell you about. The list of people who are vaccinated who keep getting sick with COVID just keeps growing. How could anyone believe the lie at this point that the COVID vaccine works? It's just a lie, a complete 100% lie. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be right back. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Roots on Fire Asset Strategies is on fire as well, because the country's on fire. When the country's on fire, when the country's one big dumpster fire, then you got to own gold and silver, because gold and silver are your insurance policy whenever there's disaster, whenever there's the end of America threatening. You know that you need gold and silver. And when I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the price of gold while supplies last. They are the definition of honest, 39 years in business. Over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. Right now, prices are low, but that's a good thing. Don't complain. They will not stay low forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices are up. Consumer prices are up. Energy prices are up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over the price of gold, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. So, first of all, there's a great article online about citizen journalists documenting empty hospitals, totally disproving the overrun hospital myth. A citizen journalist in Florida is documenting how hospitals reportedly packed to the brim with COVID patients are mysteriously empty. Area hospitals report they're completely filled with COVID patients. So the Associated Press wrote an article saying Cape Canaveral, Florida hospital bursting at the seams with COVID patients. And so I drove there, and the first set of pictures, nobody in the lot. And then the halls of the hospital, no one in the halls. I had to go see for myself. And then the picture of the emergency room, nobody in the emergency room, no one at the entrance. More pictures of the hospital overrun with COVID, and it's just a completely empty hospital. Picture of the doctor's parking lot, patient's parking lot, ER parking, the parking garage, all empty. This is the hospital bursting with COVID. Slow liberals, there's no need for me to go inside to take pictures of the thousands of patients the AP said is inside Cape Canaveral Hospital. The pictures of the doctor's parking lot reflects the climate inside the hospital. There's no doctors. There's three cars combined. Took pictures of the parking garage because I knew liberals would say what they said. Doctors park on the first floor. And there wasn't enough manpower there to treat 50 patients, never mind thousands. It's just the same stuff. Come on. It's just bull. It's total bull spit. It's all lies. I raised you an article yesterday that whistleblowers are popping out of the woodworks to claim that it's all lies when they say that it's all unvaccinated people in the hospitals and it's all unvaccinated people dying, when in reality it's mostly vaccinated people in the hospital. That's what whistleblowers for the CDC are saying. It's vaccinated people getting sick with COVID because the vaccine not only doesn't work, it weakens your immune system. It fills you with spike proteins. It gives you blood clots and heart inflammation and heart attacks. Are you stupid? Can you imagine that it's all unvaccinated people getting sick when in reality the vaccinated people are the ones who have their immune system banged down by this COVID vaccine, like injecting a poison in your body? And it fills your body with blood clots and inflates your lungs and it inflames your heart. And you tell me that's a good thing? It's a good thing that people who are under the age of 30 are more likely to die of the COVID vaccine than COVID? So what do you think it does to older people? Good stuff? Oh, it doesn't work on young people, but it must work great on old people. And all of this is because Biden let them all in. He wants COVID. It's part of his plan to destroy this country, to destroy every businessman, every restaurant, all the Republican donors, all the Republican most reliable voters, and turn this into a 100% one-party rules country. Let in millions of people that are going to vote Democrat forevermore and give them whatever they want. Wayne Root's got to pay $80,000 a year for his kid to go to some nice college. Well, every immigrant gets in for free, and I got to pay for it. If Fox News has images of a migrant center in Donna, Texas, show cramped conditions as border numbers surge. New images obtained by Fox News of the Migrant Detention Center in Donna, Texas, show the cramped conditions in which migrants are being held amid a continued surge and new fears of COVID-19 spread related to the Delta variant. They're packed at the cell, similar to images that sparked outrage from Democrats and Republicans in March when more than 4,000 migrants were packed into holding pods. Unaccompanied children and adults, and oh my God, they're coming in. Pregnant women, gangbangers, everybody's sick. Everybody's got COVID. They're all on top of one another. They're freaking raping one another. That's right. Raping one another. Nobody cares. If it was Trump, if it was Reagan, oh my God, every rape, it's Trump's fault. It's Reagan's fault. But when Biden's president, they know, you know, he doesn't even remember the name of his wife. He can't tell you to see his wife, his mother, and his sister. People are changing his diapers. They're feeding him baby food. He doesn't know where he is. He needs a sign around his neck with his phone number if he gets lost outside the White House. So nobody blames Biden. Country's infested with sick immigrants. Nobody cares.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
E1.